In studio with their monthly visit is folks from the United Way of Greater Lorain County, bringing us the interview this half hour. We have with us the executive director. I'm not even going to put new or anything. I'm just executive director of United Way of Greater Lorain County, Ryan Aroney.
Good morning.
When did the business cards arrive? Did you get those?
I got them last week. Did you? Okay. So we were ready for day one.
All right. Good. And also with, why don't you introduce who you brought with you today?
Well, I have Ashley Hampson, who many people know. She's been here with us for a few years in a couple of different roles. But Ashley is taking over my former role, the marketing and engagement director position. Nice combination of her donor engagement and volunteer engagement roles that she's had with us in the past. So you'll be hearing a lot more of her going forward as well.
That sounds great.
And I do not have business cards yet, though.
No, okay.
We'll get those.
You got to work on that. So your first duty as the executive director, making sure your employees are happy.
Actually, you know whose responsibility it is to order the cards? They're hers. It's your new role. You can order your own business cards.
There's a learning curve.
It takes a while to determine what it is you still need to do, right? But you're in here today to talk about some volunteer opportunities that are taking place here in December, right?
Yeah, it's the giving season, right? So everyone's looking for those opportunities to give back, connect to the community, connect to their friends and family. So we have a really cool opportunity coming up on Saturday, December 14th from 2 to 5 p.m. We're actually doing a grand reopening and dedication of our volunteer engagement hub, which is located at our office on Broadway and Lorain. We had the floors redone graciously by Ross Builders. They redid the floors. We got some cool new setup in there where we're collecting donated work clothes, books, school supplies, and tampons and pads to give to families who need them. And so we'll have volunteers sorting, quality checking, inventorying those items so that they can be distributed through our collaborative partners that day. And then we'll do a little ribbon cutting and a little reception catered by Spectrum. And the event is sponsored by Meijer. So we're really excited about it.
So Ryan, already a redecorating of your hub that she's taking over.
Right. Yeah. There's been a lot of work going on there back there for the past, I don't know, 6 months or so since Ashley's really been involved in the volunteer side. And this all kind of stemmed from our relationship with Ross Builders and the Ross family. It's being dedicated as the Stephen J. Ross Volunteer Engagement Hub, and just a lot of relationships there. And when we approached the family about naming the volunteer center after their father, they were touched, and then they really wanted to make it even more special, and that's where the kind of putting in the new floors and all of that came from. So it's just a nice time of year for it all to happen. It's all come together really nicely. But yeah, it's a volunteer engagement hub. That's what we want. We want folks coming there, doing things, having fun. It's right on Broadway in downtown Lorain, so people can see what's happening there as well and just have a good time.
So this is the chance for people then to come up with ideas for volunteering, or if you're coming, do you do orientations there as well, or what else happens at that?
There's we don't really do like a formal orientation, but we do start every project. There's a welcome area, so we'll get people in, we'll let them know about the work, how they're helping families. These are really high need items that we're collecting. And then there's different ways that people can get involved in all you know, across the spectrum of that. We call it collect, sort, deliver program. So you can do the collection. You can be a volunteer leader in your community and organize a collection of those items. You can actually come to the hub and sort them and help inventory them and get them ready for delivery. And then you can actually help deliver them as well. We'll give you a route of places who can distribute the supplies, and you can drive them around town and drop them off.
So Ashley, what other volunteering opportunities do you see coming up, or what other things are people needing to be helped with?
Well, we just did our big Giving Tuesday push yesterday was for volunteer tax preparers. We are the lead for the Lorain County Free Tax Prep Coalition, which provides families with low or moderate income free tax preparation and filing services, and it's all run by volunteers, IRS-trained volunteers. Now, which we do the training. You know, that sounds really scary to folks. You know, people don't want to touch other people's taxes, but it's really, really not as bad as you might think. If you can use a computer, you can do the taxes. This is a really great volunteer opportunity for people who like people and who want to hear people's stories and bring back an average of $1,200 every hour they serve through this program that goes directly into the bank account of a family in need.
What is considered low to moderate income? Who knows if they apply?
Mm-hmm. It's about $60,000 or less. So it's a pretty generous bar. So any families that make about $60,000 or less, there are some things that are a little bit out of scope of our program, but generally families that make that that level of income qualify to have their taxes done through this program. And they can just call 211 to make an appointment once we get to tax season.
Your biggest tax preparer that I remember was Bill Harper, right?
He
seems to be there every day, every time like that. So you have a little bit of a void to fill unless he's maybe hanging out.
He's doing taxes in Florida.
What's that?
He is doing taxes. I mean, I think he looked up. He's doing taxes in Florida. He's bringing his tax preparation skills to the South.
Yeah, he is.
Well, that's great. So what other things do you have planned for 2020 as you look taking over, as well as what maybe needs are in the county and what things are happening locally?
Yeah, our you know, a lot of transition here, obviously, with me taking over this new role and Ashley now into the new role as well. Our thing is engagement. We really want to have personal relationships with individual people in the community, from donors to our volunteers to families in need. And we want to hear from folks. We want to be connected. So that's really my big push here and through the end of the year and first quarter of next year is to just be out. That's kind of the nature of the job anyways, which is why I love it. But I really want to make an effort to be out, to be meeting with folks, to hear and listen to, you know, feedback and community needs. So we're going into our strategic planning in January from a board perspective as well. So it all aligns really well. I'm really fortunate with all the planning that went into it from our board and with Bill's help, of course, to kind of set this up for me for it to have an opportunity to be successful. So I'm excited. But yeah, it's about engagement. We're always encouraging folks to get involved. And we have these fun volunteer opportunities. There's ways that people can make donations that are, I think, even more impactful than we maybe have had in the past. They can connect it directly to the work of our collaboratives. They can actually sponsor programs that are happening for kids and families in need. So we're really excited to share that message and look forward to meeting with folks.
You mentioned taking a look at things in January in the new year, future plans. Does that include going back and looking at some of these collaboratives and thinking, well, maybe we can tweak this or do this a little differently to improve it? Is any of that taken into account?
Oh, yeah, constantly. One of our core values as an organization is continuous improvement. And these collaboratives are designed in a way so that they are doing just that. This isn't a static grant where you apply and you get it or don't, or once you get it, you have to do the things as outlined. It's all about continuous learning and improvement. And so we're constantly doing that. And what I would love to see when I just kind of step back and think about why I do this work and why I'm, you know, here, it's to, you know, help people in need. It's to eliminate poverty. It's to, you know, build bridges so everybody has equal access to resources. And it's not about credit, and it's not about getting a grant or getting the biggest donation. So when I think of it that way, I really just want to approach as many potential partnerships as possible and as much continuous improvement as possible to redesign the system so that we don't have to rely on luck for people to get from poverty to success. And that's really, you know, what I'm trying to do. So it's an open invitation to anybody out there who wants to meet or talk about how we can make this better.
Talking this morning with Ryan Aroney, Executive Director of United Way of Greater Lorain County, Ashley Hampson. What's the title that they have for you?
Marketing and Engagement Director.
Engagement Director. So kind of promoting United Way, getting it out there as well. So how involved are you in what's happening on Thursday over at the United Way of Greater Lorain County's participation in the Zero Proof Mix-Off?
I'm so excited for this.
This is one of our favorite events of the year.
It is. It is. And Lorain County Public Health is a tremendous partner and friends of ours. And outside of any United Way event, this is the one I look forward to the most, the Zero Proof Mix-Off. And every time I'm on the air with Bull, he mentions how we were robbed a few years ago when I dressed up as Vanilla Ice. And the name of our drink was Stop, Collaborate, and Listen. A beautiful play on a classic Vanilla Ice line that ties into United Way's mission of collaboration. And this year, we're coming back. We actually have two trophies on our trophy case back at the office. And just yesterday, I cleared space for a third trophy. We're ready to win. And, you know, there's different categories. Taste is one of them. People's Choice is one of them. Presentation is another, and that's the one we're absolutely going for. So the name of our drink this year, and I'll leave it to your imagination of what we're going to do, but the name of our drink is a playoff of Scooby-Doo. So we're Scooby 211, promoting United Way's 211 first call for help service. And all of our presentation and display and costumes are going to be aligned with Scooby-Doo.
Whoa.
This is my best
Scooby-Doo and the gang.
And the gang. Oh, okay. And the gang. I don't know. There's a mystery machine.
Yes. I'm looking at, she's got glasses on here as well, and I'm looking at you, and he's getting a little bit of a beard going on, like a goatee.
Yeah.
So I can see where this is going.
It's going to be fantastic, and I would encourage anybody to come out. It's an amazing event over at Spitzer Conference Center. Zero Proof Mix-Off with Lorain County Public Health are great friends. A lot of fun. And come out and support United Way of Greater Lorain County. We'll put on a show, we guarantee, and we'll earn your vote, we promise.
All right, a lot of fun. Again, and Andy will be out there with Matt this Thursday. They'll be doing their show from 3 to 6. Activities get underway at 5:30, but setup happens before that, so I'm sure we'll probably catch up with you or some of the other folks there putting all those great non-alcoholic concoctions together for the Zero Proof Mix-Off. We have folks from the health department in tomorrow to talk a little bit more details on that.
Remind them of the time we were robbed.
Well, I know. I just get a little bit of this. I know, I don't know if you can hear it in the background.
Yo,
I got
VIP. Let's kick it.
Somewhere there's a picture out there, apparently.
There are. I try to keep that one hidden, but it was a lot of fun.